Council called meeting of the Energy Policy and Finance Division to order. Clerk will take the roll. Quorum is present. First order of business would be to approve minutes from the March 28th meeting. Representative Slocum, if you had a chance to peruse the minutes.
And I would like to move to the chair of the
minutes. Representative Slocum moves approval of the minutes for March 28th. Are there any additions or corrections? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Sure.
Aye. Those opposed? Minutes are adopted. Members, the only bill that we're going to take up today is House File 1790. As regards House File 436, we're still trying to find some language that would allay some of the concerns about portions of that bill. Hopefully that could be possible by tomorrow. That will be the only item on the agenda for the meeting tomorrow. House File 1790 today is a bill that is a Commerce, a Department of Commerce bill sponsored by Representative Knuth that is in the finance bill that we passed out of the committee. It's a bill that we have in the possession of the committee from the Department of Commerce. And the reason that we would like to take that up today and move it separately is that it is a bill that the department would like to see move fast enough that they could implement the provisions contained in the bill by the 1st of May, is my understanding. So we have agreed to take that bill up and try to move it along on a faster track than the finance bill is likely to take. So Representative Knuth, if you'd like to present House File 1790.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'd like to move House File 1790 to be recommended to pass and sent to the Finance Committee. I have Susan Diori here with the Minnesota Realtors, and I'm just going to give a quick overview, and she's here to help answer any questions. This is a pretty non-controversial bill. What happened is the Association of Realtors and some of the other licensed industries and insurance agents and appraisers have a new technology online program to do their licensing and continuing education, and this program's already, the system's already been adopted. It's going to be up and running on May 1st, is my understanding, and currently the way the system is paid for is through transaction fees and fees on a per-use basis, which is harder to follow, harder to do, and basically what this bill does is create a more user-friendly, easier to deal with fee structure. They're already going to be paying for it. This is not a new fee. It's a different way of doing a fee. It's creating a one-time up to $40 fee paid by the real estate licensees, insurance agents, and appraisers with every two-year licensing period instead of a per-transaction fee. It goes into a dedicated technology fund that pays for this technology. The fund is capped at $2 million. The Department of Commerce can readjust the fees depending on it. It's a $40 max, I should say. It's not absolutely $40. And they can change that a little bit, suspending or eliminating it, the additional fee, if the $2 million in this fund, the amount in this fund exceeds $2 million. It's been agreed upon by the parties. It would make things a lot easier for the department if we can get this through before they start implementing this particular technology system. So thank you for helping us move this along, and hopefully we can get it through. And I stand for any questions.
Thank you, Mr. Chair and members. For the record, my name is Susan Diori, and I represent the Minnesota Association of Realtors, and Representative Coons did a phenomenal job in explaining exactly what this does, and we have to admit that we were requesting, have been requesting technology from the Commerce Department for licensing purposes for many years, and they've struggled to get that going, and particularly for our rural members who have to drive down or are limited in how many licenses they can do at the window and things of that nature. This is a huge benefit for us, and we're certainly more than willing to pay what needs to be paid in order to implement the technology. It's already been implemented for the insurance agents, and we're, I believe, next on the list for it to be implemented, and so we just think that this is a more accountable, more direct way of paying for it by implementing this fee. So thank you very much.
Are there questions from members for Representative Knuth or her witness? Is there anyone in the audience that wishes to testify for or against this bill? Seeing no one, Representative Knuth renews her motion that House File 1790 be recommended to pass and be referred to the Committee on Finance. All those in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed? Motion prevails. Members, as I stated at the beginning of the meeting, we're still hoping to find some language that might be agreed upon by parties concerned about elements of House File 436. So I have expressed all along my intention to roll into House File 436 the work that members have done on individual articles in that bill, the governor's Next Generation Energy bill. We ask members at the beginning of the session to focus on areas of interest in that bill and see what they could work out with the stakeholders. We have heard those bills already in this committee, but it has been our intention all along to make this, in essence, a committee bill in which we would incorporate those elements back into the governor's bill, which is what is my intention. I'll have a delete all to the bill tomorrow that does that. I don't want to have any surprises about that, and I think that's been clear all along. So we have had a lot of testimony on these elements. We will welcome testimony tomorrow. Hopefully we can have some language that provides some comfort to people who are concerned about various elements in the bill. Representative Magnus, we had kind of pending before question about the fate of ethanol plants. We have made sure that we have the language right, and we'll have an amendment to deal with that. Don't anticipate any other amendments unless we can achieve some language agreement, and we will be taking up that bill at 12:30 tomorrow in room 200. There is no further business before the committee. This meeting is adjourned.